Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners from all over the world learn American English. Are you an English learner? Is learning American English important to you? My name is Juan Elvis Circe, Masters of Arts in English and Masters of Arts in Teaching and Learning, nicknamed by my English learner students as Maestro Circe. I've been teaching English in California for over 30 years. I'm currently a public school teacher and a community college English as a second language instructor in Southern California, United States of America. I have created a free 5-year online English course, as well as many online websites and resources for English learners from all over the world. With your investment of time, positivity, hard work, and determination, you too can become more fluent in the English language. This podcast will help you improve your American English comprehension and communication skills. Welcome aboard. Welcome to Episode 9 of the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. In our 9th podcast episode, we feature two resources for improving American English conversation skills. 1. Dialogues 7 through 9 from American English Conversation 1, as well as 2. The topic of weddings from our conversation topics for American English learners, compliments of our website, www.americanenglishconversation.online. Are you ready to begin? Okay, let's get started.
English learners, do you need to improve your English conversation skills? We have a great educational website for you, www.americanenglishconversation.online. Our website features many dialogues in English complete with audio and video recordings to help you improve your pronunciation and confidence in speaking in public. Please visit www.americanenglishconversation.online.
Hello, students. This is Maestro Elvis, and today we are going to do Dialogues 7, 8, and 9, part of American English Conversations 1. Each dialogue we're going to do 3 times. The first time, I'm going to read, so simply listen to me read it to you. The second time, I'm going to read it at a slower pace, and I will need you to read along with me. And the third time, I'm going to read it at a faster pace, and I will need you to read along with me. Ready? Let's start with Dialogue 7, Happiness. You look happy today.
I am happy. I just heard I passed my physics exam.
Congratulations! I'm glad somebody's happy.
Why? What's the matter?
Oh, I'm just worried. I guess I have to take a history exam next week.
Okay, students. Now, I'm going to read it again. This time I'm going to read it slowly. So repeat along with me. Dialogue 7, Happiness.
You look happy today. I am happy. I just heard I passed my physics exam. Congratulations. I'm glad somebody's happy. Why? What's the matter? Oh, I'm just worried. I guess I have to take a history exam next week. Okay, students, now we're going to read this dialogue again, but at a faster pace, so please repeat after me. You look happy today. I am happy. I just heard I passed my physics exam. Congratulations. I'm glad somebody's happy. Why? What's the matter? Oh, I'm just worried. I guess I have to take a history exam next week. Okay, students, we're done with dialogue 7. Now, we're going to look at dialogue 8. And this takes place at a restaurant. Dialogue 8, ordering a meal. So first, just listen to me. Are you ready to order now, sir? Yes. I'll have tomato soup, roast beef, mashed potatoes, and peas. That's tomato soup, roast beef, mashed potatoes, and peas. How do you want the beef? Rare, medium, or well done? Well done, please. Anything to drink? Just water. I'll have coffee with my dessert. Okay. So now, we're going to read this at a much slower pace. So repeat after me, please. Ordering a meal. Are you ready to order now, sir? Yes. I'll have tomato soup, roast beef, mashed potatoes, and peas. That's tomato soup, roast beef, mashed potatoes, and peas. How do you want the beef? Rare, medium, or well done? Well done, please. Anything to drink? Just water. I'll have coffee with my dessert. Okay, students, now we're going to read this at a little faster pace.
So repeat after me, please. Ordering a meal. Are you ready to order now, sir? Yes. I'll have tomato soup, roast beef, mashed potatoes, and peas. That's tomato soup, roast beef, mashed potatoes, and peas. How do you want the beef? Rare, medium, or well done? Well done, please. Anything to drink? Just water. I'll have coffee with my dessert. Okay, students, so we're done with dialogue 8. Now we're going to look at dialogue 9. And dialogue 9 has to do with birthdays. Again, I'm just going to read it first and just listen to me. How old are you? 9, but I'll be 10 on May 16th. I'm older than you. I'll be 10 on May 14th. Are you going to have a birthday party? Maybe. I'll have to ask my mother. Okay, students, I'm going to read it at a slow pace. Please follow me. Read with me. Birthdays. How old are you? 9. But I'll be 10 on May 16th. I'm older than you. I'll be 10 on May 14th. Are you going to have a birthday party? Maybe. I'll have to ask my mother. Okay, students, now we're going to read dialogue 9, birthdays, at a faster pace. Repeat after me, please. How old are you? 9. But I'll be 10 on May 16th. I'm older than you. I'll be 10 on May 14th. Are you going to have a birthday party? Maybe. I'll have to ask my mother. Okay, students, so I hope you enjoyed dialogue 7 through 9. Now, here's a study guide. Here's how you can improve your comprehension and pronunciation in English with this exercise much better. Please practice each dialogue out loud a minimum of 3 to 5 times. Use a dictionary such as www.dictionary.com to define any words that you don't understand well. If you're an English learner, use translator.google.com to translate words, phrases, or sentences you don't understand well. For better English pronunciation results, 1. Listen to each dialogue carefully, then record yourself reading each dialogue. Compare your recording with the original dialogue recording
and re-record until your recording and the original recording are similar. 2, and this is most important, practice each dialogue with family, friends, and colleagues at least 2 or 3 times, okay? Thank you, students. Do your best.
Who doesn't like weddings? Weddings are a wonderful occasion for family and friends to gather and celebrate the groom and bride as they begin their marriage. Today's conversation topic is weddings. Imagine you're having a conversation about weddings. What would you say? What would others say to you? Here are a few suggestions. You're at a wedding and you go to the table of the groom and bride and congratulate them on their marriage. What would you say? What would the groom and bride say to you? You are getting married and you're talking with a wedding consultant about what you'd like for your wedding. What would you say to the wedding consultant? What would the wedding consultant say to you? You're talking with your friends about weddings and getting married. What would you tell your friends? What would your friends tell you? Weddings are often considered one of the few best times of one's life. Do weddings make you happy? What was the last wedding you went to?
Thank you for being part of this week's podcast with Maestro Circe, where English learners from all over the world learn American English. I will be back with another educational podcast for English learners next week. Until then, feel free to visit my official online website at MaestroCircy.com, where you can access our internet radio, internet television, audio files, video recordings, English learner social network, numerous websites for English learners, as well as other recorded podcasts.